The Equal Pay Act turns 49 today, yet Māori, Pacific people, women and those with disabilities continue to be underpaid. Well, Mind the Gap is a year-long campaign starting today to make some significant progress before the 50th anniversary next year. Spokesperson Delwyn Stewart is with us. Kia ora.
Morena, Susie.
So what progress are you wanting to see in this year in the run-up to the 50th birthday?
Yeah, we're working with businesses to encourage them to report. We'll be working with government to get them to mandate reporting. And we're asking the public to get involved and just ask their employer, their supermarket, their bank, what their pay gap is.
And what are the pay gaps? If you just run us through some of them for Māori, for Pacific, for women.
Yeah, so overall our pay gap is measured at about 9%. Although, the devil is in the detail, Susie, and how you measure these things. But for Pacifica women, it's around 27% sorry, difference, and for Māori, about 25.
I was reading something in relation to this that said that from yesterday, wahine Māori effectively work for free for the rest of the year. And a couple of weeks ago was the day for Pacifica women, just to kind of put that in some kind of context, eh?
Yeah, that's right. And it's not just about gender. Those points of intersection with ethnicity and for our disabled friends, it's quite dire.
Why is this still happening? There's the Equal Pay Act. It's on the books. It's been on the books for 49 years. What's behind this still being the case?
Yeah, well, we think that 49 years is long enough to have proved that the current legislation isn't effective in driving change around these stubborn pay gaps. So it's appropriate as we walk towards the 50th anniversary that we really think about what we could change to make a difference. And we think this is a relatively small change to mandate pay gap reporting for quite a significant impact.
So would that effectively mean sort of naming and shaming companies that weren't able to shift those pay gaps?
We are announcing a public registry today that will go live on the 8th of March next year. So businesses have got 5 months or so to report. And it's not really about naming and shaming. What we do know is that when you take the time to understand and measure your pay gaps, it really lifts businesses' focus on actually solving the problems.
So the pay gap is the consequence, if you like, but what about perhaps tackling the underlying problem? What do you think that is and how should that be addressed?
Yeah, so by going through the process of measuring your pay gap, you discover what those underlying issues are. And there's a multitude of issues and they're different for different businesses. So for some, it may be that they've got segregated roles. They may have all the women in one space in the organisation. For others, women are not getting opportunities for leadership. And in some areas, there are just fundamental equal pay for equal work issues.
What else do businesses need to consider in this space? Is there, work that needs doing, for example, around unconscious bias training, about diversity training, as much as there is about actually changing the pay? Does that in itself fix it?
It's definitely a combination of things, Susie. I think a lot of businesses have been working on the unconscious bias. 80% of the pay gap, research has found, is not attributable to structural or things that we can see. So that means that there is still a lot of discrimination in terms of the way we're paid.
Appreciate your time this morning. That is Delwyn Stewart there, spokesperson for Mind the Gap, a year-long campaign to make progress on equal pay. The act there turning 49 today.